Raiders Talk Tonight continues on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards. Jim will be back next week. I'm here through till Friday, and then Jim will be here to entertain you with his vocalese for 4 hours every night forever after that. I don't know. Until he takes some time off, and then I'll be back. But thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. My next guest is fascinating, and this is a really interesting story. Wayne Babich is a Canadian former professional hockey player. He's a right winger who played in the NHL for the St. Louis Blues, Pittsburgh Penguins, Quebec Nordiques, and the Hartford Whalers. And he's of Ukrainian ancestry, and that last fact plays into this story. And we'll get to that in just a sec. But Wayne, thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you very much for inviting me.
So tell me a little bit about how you became involved with a group called Canadian Friends of Hockey in Ukraine.
Well, it started after I scored my 50th goal in St. Louis years ago. I'm just kidding. Forgot to put that in. Anyway, after obviously always involved in hockey and unfortunately, my dad passed away about three years ago, and just prior to that had a stroke, and it's kind of look at things in life and all this, and he always embedded in my brother and I, or our family, don't ever forget where you came from. We're always involved in the hockey scene. Dave, more so than anything, that he was with the Canucks organization. He still is, but he's like a player development coach, and then we have always had hockey camps around the country, up in the Arctic and across Canada, and then we got involved about 5 years ago in Ukraine, and didn't know how, you know, being at Ukraine, you know, how valued it was, and we were shocked that when we did go to Ukraine, that the kids out there thought, you know, couldn't believe they had actually an NHL Ukrainian hockey player come visit them, and so anyway, we're out there. We went out there for the enjoyment to see what it's all about. We've met some of the highest ranking, you know, like the president of the Olympic Committee, president of the Hockey Federation, all these great people that were so so open to arms to us. And you know, we went there to try to see what their programs are like and how the coaching was. And you know, they have kids there. Like, what really got me is how the kids, their eyes, how they love the game. And, you know, you're so used to what goes on in North America, and especially in Canada here. And there, unfortunately, there's not too many kids that can play hockey because of the fact of equipment. Some of their facilities have kind of been run down because of monies fighting a war in Eastern Ukraine way before this big conflict happened. Mm-hmm. But you know, when you see the sparkle in their eyes, especially when they jump on the ice, and they turn into a different person, their competitiveness, their love of the game, and so anyway, it kind of opened your eyes up, and you know, kind of opened your heart up. I said, "Geez, let's try to help these kids." So that's kind of how it started with these gentlemen here in Winnipeg. One being a gentleman that was a teacher out in Ukraine, and the other guys are all have been to Ukraine many times, and professors, and you know, they help the community in different ways. And they, you know, something about sport, it brings the world together and the kids together, and it's a great way of, you know, the memories you have, you know, at least the memories I have in hockey, not so much the hockey, but the friendships you make and how the families get together and support each other. And you know, as small as going, you know, driving, I'll drive your kids. If you can't make it for a week, I'll drive you right to the rink. Or, you know, so anyway, the open arms of everybody. And we started, you know, what better way, through our first visit through the NHLPA. We took over 25 sets of hockey equipment, and we gave them to the kids around Lviv. You know, for example, Lviv, it's got a million of about 1.5 million. And the only rink they have is about 30 kilometers outside out of all these people. And they have about 130 kids, but there's probably 2,000 kids looking in the rafters that want to play, but just don't have the equipment to do so.
Right.
So anyway, this is where we stepped in and said, hey, we're going to let's do all we can. And that's sort of how it all started, and it's gotten bigger and bigger, and it's great. You know, again, like my father said, don't forget where you came from. We got, you know, we went to a point where we visited where my great-great-grandparents came from. You know, they had 24 hours to get out of there to jump on a train. So one came in 1912 and the other one in 1926 and 1928. And to see these villages that they came from, amazing. So that was a big thrill for us too, and to meet some relatives we never met before that we didn't know about. But anyway, hockey—it's amazing. Sports brings people together, and you know, that's another big, you know, positive for us, that how we can bring people together. And you know, we're bringing people together here in Canada. The young are coming from Ukraine that moved out in a hurry when the war started to neighboring countries, but Canada, for the kids that love hockey, Canada is number one in their hearts and their minds. That they think Canada is the best place to learn hockey. So we're invited. They're coming in as we speak. We've housed we've equipped these kids as best we can. As we know that they're coming in, we're going to continue that, and we're helping kids to this day getting equipment out to Ukraine. I think the logistics is even better than it was before. I think before we're about 2 to 3 months now. I think it's about a month and a half to really get their equipment. So it's amazing the efforts of a lot of people.
There must be a lot of people involved. I'm in conversation with Wayne Babich, former NHL player, who's part of a group called Canadian Friends of Hockey in Ukraine, CFHU. We just have a minute left. Wayne, how can people that want to help, how can they help? Is there a website they can donate to? How does this work?
Well, there is a website, just like you mentioned there. I can, you know, they can call me, they can email me, phone me, phone me. Yes. I'd be more than happy. I'm sort of the guy that organizes the equipment part, and donations are always welcome, to supporting this U-25 team coming over to Ukraine. They're doing a little tour here. They've hit already Saskatchewan, Calgary. They're playing the Alberta Bears tonight. They're coming to Winnipeg to play this following Monday against the Bisons, and then they're going out to chase the Lake Placid area to go for the World Championships of the U-25. But you know, Ukraine and the president want Ukraine representing these things, and sports is a big, I guess, big in their hearts, big in his heart, and here we are trying to help.
Wayne, we have to leave it there. Thank you so much for this, and I'm sure that the kids that you are giving the gift of hockey to appreciate it as well.
Richard, thank you very much for having me on. Appreciate that.
All right, we'll talk again soon, Wayne. That was Wayne Babich, former NHL player, who is part of a group called Canadian Friends of Hockey in Ukraine, CFHU. If you can help in any way, check out their website, look Wayne up online, and donate. It's for such a good cause. When we come back, we're going to talk with a life coach who's going to tell me how not to stay up all night fretting about things that are going to happen in the new year and the resolutions and all the ideas that I have whizzing around my head that are keeping me from sleeping. Stay with us. Lots more to come as I sit in for Jim Richards.